One of my favorite paintings in the Musée's Pavillon de la Paix is one I hope you are looking at right now, Sunday in the Backwoods of Canada by Scottish artist Thomas Fayed. Ready to begin? Take a few moments to consider Fayed's work. Have a close look at the 11 people in the painting. Notice their attire? Their clothes are rough and worn. They are made of plain earthy colors and simple fabrics. Have you noticed the young blonde woman seated in the chair at the center? She seems sad, tired, even ill. Why do you think that is? Look at the old woman in the headscarf seated next to her, or the man on her other side, reading as he props up his head. Could the book be a Bible? Could he be praying aloud for all of them? The people seem troubled. Why do you imagine that could be? Have you noticed that not one person in the painting is looking at anyone else? The reading man looks at his book. Boy in the kilt has his eyes on the ground. The girl at the far right gazes at the sky. Only the man holding the baby makes eye contact, looking out of the painting and right at us. I wonder why that is. Does the urgency of this stare suggest that the baby is not well? Does he need help? How can we bring them peace? There was a time not so very long ago when the vast landscapes of the Scottish Highlands sustained an ancient Celtic culture. These people were mostly crofters, that is, relatively poor tenant farmers on vast estates owned by Scottish and English elite. In Scotland's wild valleys and glens, the crofters' communities survived on a system of mixed farming, growing crops and raising livestock. Families lived in turf houses, structures rustically built of natural materials gathered from the landscape. For Celtic crofters, life on the land had not changed for a thousand years or more. But with the coming of the Industrial Revolution in the late 18th and 19th centuries, this traditional way of life came to a sudden end. With the industrialization, production of cloth and woolens, sheep herding became increasingly profitable. But sheep need vast lands on which to graze, and in Scotland, these lands were already occupied by the Celtic tenant farmers. To make way for this new form of farming, the tenants were forcibly removed from their ancestral lands. Many were resettled to the coast, but most would leave Scotland forever in a mass immigration to Canada, America, Australia, and New Zealand.